Welcome back, everybody. This is your Anime Degens, episode 63 of our BS Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Tyler. Once again, Dan is missing in action. I think he's down there in Mexico getting his groove on, but we'll see him here soon. Tyler, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. I think he said something about maybe coming back next week, right?
Yeah, he should be back next week,
And then he'll be gone again.
He was, I think they had some problems with the border patrol. They didn't have enough bribe money is what I'm guessing, but we'll see.
Yeah, Dan's down there giving them robots. So.
They want pesos, though. They want pesos. But yeah, you guys know the best way to support us. Rate the podcast. Tell your friends about us. Share the love, man. They deserve this great content. And if you have any interesting topics that you would like for us to discuss, hit us up in the Discord, hit us up Twitter, Threads, anywhere you know where our socials are at, man. Let us know. And also linktree.com/animedegens. And what we have today for you guys is another Degen review, this time of One Piece Film Red. And Tyler, I thought we didn't do filler. What happened? What happened?
Well, see, the thing is Dan's been wanting to do this for a long time, and it's crazy that Dan's been wanting to do this for a long time, and he's not here to do it, so.
Yeah, shit is wild. But,
you know, at least it's, like, even though it's filler, like, it's still, I think some of it's kind of canon, so, or it will be made into canon, maybe, who knows. You never know what Oda's gonna do, so.
Yeah. I feel you. But did you have any news for the people? It's the real question.
This is a lot week, so all I really got is Clamp and Wit Studio worked with Netflix actually to bring an anime adaptation of the Brothers Grimm fairy tales, and it released this week. I didn't really know about this until it dropped, and I'm kind of really excited about this because I'm a pretty big fan of like Supernatural, like from CW or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the Brothers Grimm is kind of on the same vibes, which obviously I love Supernatural way more. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. I'm a big Dean fanboy, but. This is actually really cool. I think it'll do a decent job as a anime because it's got like that mystery horror with a folktale type shit going on. So
ghost stories.
Yeah, pretty much. Except not the ghost stories dub that we know. So
got you.
But I'm interested in that. So.
So noted. Week 16 was a little light on news. That's not our fault, y'all. Tell them to work harder. I'm joking. But you ready to get into the review, my friend?
Yeah, let's do this shit. All
right, man. So this is your DGN review of Film Red, the One Piece film. Follows the Straw Hat Pirates as they journey to a vibrant new island to watch their favorite music star. But there's a surprise awaiting them. Now, I want to go ahead and open this up. Guys, you know how it is. We do no spoilers for a little bit, then we do the spoiler zone on the black back end. We will warn you when we get a little bit more into the plot and do the spoiler zone. But to start a little light, man, had you ever watched a One Piece film?
Not really. This is the, I think all the other films that I watched was already out when I was binging One Piece a few years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know how it goes. Like when you're binging One Piece, like you got like 1,000 episodes, you're not watching the filler movies. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah. I think I've only watched One Piece Gold. Is it? Is that the one with Shiki? Let's see. Strong World that came out in 2009. I didn't finish it. I did not finish it. But yeah, I was going to ask Dan because Dan's supposed to be here, you know, like what is the overall entertainment value of that versus that film for another film for me? This versus Strong World, at least this one had a lot of good bops. It's more like a musical style. Did you think the music actually hit?
I think so. I mean, when it first come out or whatever, I actually watched, I actually allegedly watched like 30 minutes of it on the seas, you know what I mean? And with no subtitles, just listen to Uta singing. So, because I mean, New Genesis was everywhere, you know, at the time it was going crazy everywhere. It was kind of like Idol or Kickback, you know.
Really, it was going crazy like that.
Yeah, the songs was just going absolutely crazy. It was everywhere. So,
yeah, and guys, if you don't know, the singer who made the main soundtrack for this was Ado, the Japanese pop star. Wonderful voice. I really can't say enough good things about her. She's got some fucking range. She hitting them notes out there.
She really do have the sing fruit.
She makes some really good songs. You should definitely go check her out on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever you guys listen to music on nowadays. Tide? Was that a thing at one point? Tide? Title is that Jay-Z, Beyonce shit. Okay. Yeah. But getting away from that, how did you like the animation style and quality in this film compared to like the other, compared to like regular One Piece?
It was
the more recent things.
The best way I know how to explain it, it was good for the most part. It was very vibrant and colorful, more so than One Piece, but you could tell that there was moments where they had some like CG type shit going on. You know what I mean? Especially with Uta doing her dances or whatever. You could definitely tell it was like CG, but it wasn't like horrible, I guess. Like it was usually off in the background and like shadows or like small Uta or whatever, you know?
Right.
So it wasn't like bad. It was just like it's noticeable CG. So
true. And like, I also like, I was looking into it. I couldn't find anything on it, but it almost looked like they were using like motion tracking from a real human.
They could have been.
I didn't look too deep into it, but it definitely looked like that. It looked a little bit out of place, but I thought it was kind of cool at the same time, especially if I can find info on that being actual motion tracking. Who knows? But yeah, I feel the same way as you, man. Like, it was very, very vibrant. Watching this on my big screen downstairs was pretty tight, to be honest with you. not gonna lie. And then, yeah, you have all that good music coming up behind it, and it's just like, it's just making it into a pretty good viewing experience, you know?
For sure.
And next, we always got to talk about the fits, my G. What was the drip like for you, bro? Because some fits, I was like, yeah, that's it right there. But then you had like Usopp's fit, and I really wasn't digging that. Robin had a good fit. Jinbei had a good fit. Luffy usually has a decent fit. He had a good fit this time. How were you feeling about him?
So you didn't like Usopp's?
Let's see. No, I didn't. I didn't.
So this might be like the old wrestling fan coming out in me, you know?
yeah.
This Usopp like had some shit on that reminded me of like the Road Warriors and like some old wrestling people that I used to watch back in the day when I was really young. I was like, damn, okay, I'm digging that. Like he looks straight out of like the WWF back in the day or whatever.
Nah, you're right. I was not digging it though. I can't even hold you.
Even like some like rock bands, like they did that type of shit, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Like I definitely liked it. I was enjoying their fits for the most part. Especially when they changed into the bad people costumes or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like those look pretty cool too. So
Yeah, those are pretty dope. Those are pretty dope. I mean, I did like the ode to like the Kiss face paint, the type face paint. That was pretty tight, but the overall fit, I was like, yeah, it's falling a little short for me. It's falling a little short.
Better than Egghead or nah?
For you. All of them were better than Egghead. Every single outfit on the screen, the entire movie was better than Egghead. Them trash ass fits, bro. There's no fucking way. what about Uta's outfits, man? I thought she had on some goofy ass shoes, but everything else I was fucking with.
I mean, you know, she's like an idol or whatever, you know. She's I mean, it fit the vibes, I guess, you know what I mean?
True.
I just enjoy like her like hair and like her character design overall. It's fun. Like what I thought of her was not what I expected of her. So
not for sure. Like her headphone cuff thingies, I liked them when they were like smaller on her head, but like when they got like conical, I was that's dookie. That's absolute dookie. But no, her fits were good overall. And like, I like how much they changed throughout the movie too. I think she had like at least four costume changes. But kind of getting back to, you know, the meat and potatoes of the movie is like, did you think this film like could contribute to like the actual world building of One Piece? Because most of this is non-canon. It's a non-canon movie.
Yeah, it is technically non-canon or whatever. And Oda does this thing where like sometimes he'll like use some things that happen in a movie in the actual verse later on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've seen somewhere where Uta is actually like semi-canon, or something like that. So I didn't have time to like do a lot of research on it, but I think this could, you know, because we don't know a whole lot about Shanks right now, right? He's always been like the mystery hockey man or whatever. And so I think that Oda could, you know, bring some of this, you know, lore from the movie into the actual, you know, verse, the canon verse, and make it make sense. You know what I mean?
Right. I definitely feel that. Yeah, some ways. I mean, some things happened that I did not expect is what I'm going to say. We can get a little bit more when we get into the spoiler zone. But there were several things that happened during this movie that I did not expect at all. We did get a lot of cameos, which was cool. But yeah, I don't think there's like too much you can take. Well, outside of you know, like Uta, because like everybody knows Uta is in the fucking movie. I don't think there's too much you can like really take from this and like add it to the actual story. It could happen down the line, maybe, but I don't see how that would happen, especially with how close all of the characters work together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the only thing I can see them doing is putting Uta into the world and making her matter, making her backstory matter.
Right.
Or Shanks' story. That's about it. Everything else, I mean, I guess you could probably do something with the island or whatever and Top Musica or whatever, or even the Sing Sing Fruit. But I think Uta is the biggest potential, I guess, world building aspect out of this that could happen. So,
right. And I think we already have like some evidence for that. Like going back to what I said, Shiki was in another One Piece film, and like Shiki's real lore, like he's the only person to ever escape Impel Down.
Yeah,
so like his names had already been brought up, so I could definitely see Uta actually being a part of the story in some way, at least reference. But like a lot of the shit that happened here, there's no fucking way. There's just absolutely no way. Some of it doesn't even make sense for the like timeline of where this could be versus like what's actually happening. It's like this is so out of place. It's so out of place to be. But did you have any like real like what were some of your biggest dislikes and likes about the show? I mean, movie.
I feel like I mean, I liked my biggest like about it was the only reason why I wanted to watch this was obviously the music. Like the music, I'm a big like anime, like music enjoyer, J-pop, you know, all that good stuff. I listen to that like primarily nowadays, it feels like. Mm-hmm. So being able to hear like all this good music from Uta Otto, it was really fun. As far as like what I disliked, I feel like this could have been way, way shorter. Instead of 2 hours, it could have been way shorter to get his point across. You know what I mean?
No, for real. It really could have been like an hour and a half. Hour 40 max is what it should have been. There was about 20 or 30 minutes of this movie. Damn near a quarter of it where I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Like I'm going to be honest with you. Like I was just there for, you know, the concert, which I get there has to be more than, just a concert, I guess. But
yeah, for sure.
I feel like there was like way too many chasing scenes or whatever, which led to the time being like added on or whatever too. So
yeah, that's a lot of the wasted time, I'd say. And then like it was like, so they released this as a movie and they have to get people to like go to the movies and whatnot. So they were like stringing together like a bunch of like fancy attacks from like the characters, like mainly our Straw Hats here, which was cool. At the same time, kind of cheapened it. Maybe if I was watching this on like a 40-foot screen like at the movies, it'd be a little different. I'd feel a little different about it, but just like watching it in my living room, it doesn't hit the same. One thing I really did like about it, and I could see this being cool in the future, is like if you have friends that watch anime and they're caught up in One Piece and a One Piece movie comes out, this is something you can enjoy together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or somebody that's nearly caught up, whereas like One Piece, like episodes, like I would never drive to my friend's house to watch a One Piece episode because they're terribly paced, right? And it's not like you read manga together. So it's an opportunity for like the One Piece community to like come together. Like if you both like, if you have friends that watch One Piece and they're somewhat caught up, it'd be cool. Have like a quick movie night, play some games with your friends and chill and watch, you know, Film Red. I think that's like the more like the setting and the environment I would watch it in instead of just sitting in my living room watching it myself.
Yeah, and another thing that I want to hit on too is the fact if you're gonna like have stuff from the One Piece timeline or whatever, at least make it make sense, you know?
Yes.
Like some of this stuff was, I'm pretty sure, did this come out before the end of Wano? It did it not?
It did.
So before the end of Wano happened, this movie came out and it had Gear 5 in it and it had like spoilers in it for the end of Wano, which doesn't make sense to me because that shit matters for like anime only people, you know, watching the anime, because they say like at least two spoilers off the top of my head that or we see Gear 5 right. And we see them call Luffy something, and like those are both pretty heavy spoilers in my opinion.
Yeah, I was glad when I was watching this, I was glad I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Which is, that should never be the case. I should have been like, oh, I should have watched this shit sooner. But like you said, it would have spoiled things for me.
I mean, obviously,
it's Gear 5, that's ridiculous that you would spoil that in a fucking movie.
Nobody really seen what it looked like animated. You know, obviously the manga readers knew kind of what it looked like.
Sure.
But nobody has seen it animated. And this was the first time that people actually seen it animated. And not in the show. Yeah,
that's fucking stupid. I thought that was a crazy decision. And it wasn't even like necessary.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was to put asses in seats though.
I think it was. I think that they was advertising Gear 5 to get people to show up, which I don't think it needed that. I think people would have showed up just for the singing, the Uta singing, and you know.
Otto snapped. Absolutely. Yeah. Otto snapped on this one. She did her thing. She laid it down. So,
yeah,
I don't think it needed it.
Yeah, that's what I watched it for. And I feel like it would be much easier for, like, people. Like, I could have watched this movie with, you know, my friends that are catching up or whatever, or not caught up. But I would be scared to watch it with them because, like, I'm not going to recommend something that's good, because this is a decent show because of the music in it or whatever. But I'm not going to recommend it because it has freaking Gear 5 in it.
Yeah, I can't do it. I legitimately can't recommend you watch this shit.
Like, you need to see Gear 5 happen, you know, in Wano.
Yeah, like this was cheap. It was cheap, that's bro.
Where it hits, bro, you know?
Yeah. Also, did you watch the dub or the sub?
I watched the subbed.
Okay. I'm sure that was fucking awesome. Like, you get your normal voice actors and whatnot.
Yeah.
I watched it dubbed, and I got to tell you a couple things about it.
Okay.
They still had Otto doing the songs, but Uta was speaking English. So as soon as, like, you knew when a musical was about to start, because, like, you start hearing Japanese.
Okay, so was that weird or nah?
It was a little weird, but, like, Otto's so awesome, I didn't fucking mind it. If this happened in, like, a Ghibli film or, like, something like that, like a different film, right? Outside of, like, you having, like, a really good artist handle this, like, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? Like, there's no good continuity. Like, you've been speaking perfect English, and now you're, like, singing perfect Japanese, just, like, you know, like that. Very interesting. And Barto's voice, he's like from Brooklyn, bro. Like, he's a New Yorker. It's so funny, bro. His voice is so weird.
Yeah, I was gonna go watch, like, a piece of it or bits and pieces of it. But I actually asked Bass, I was like, what did they do? Because I knew he watched in dub. I was like, what did they do? Did they, like, sing in Japanese, or, like, did they do English shit? Like, do I need to watch, like, them singing in English? He's like, no, bro, it was still Otto. And I'm like, okay.
It's fucking weird.
I was like, okay.
It's fucking weird. Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, I guess it checks out, but it doesn't really make sense, honestly. But,
yeah, it doesn't make sense in the movie, but, like, I could definitely see not paying somebody to sing all that shit in English.
Well, I mean, it kind of wouldn't hit the same, would it? No,
it wouldn't even be close.
So, yeah, I'm glad they did that. I was curious how they actually done it. As when I see a movie like this, you know, that's touting, like, the musical aspect of it, like, I don't really
it
have
has to
any
be the same.
Yeah, well, that, and I don't really have any, like, wants to watch it in dubbed or whatever, because it's made in Japanese, you know what I mean, the songs or whatever. So
I mean, I still enjoyed it overall. But yeah, no, it was for those few seconds. The first time it happened, I was like, this is funky, but by the second half of the movie, like, I didn't care. I was hardly even noticing it. It if anything, it made me realize when to get excited, because there was more music coming. But Barto's fucking shitty fake New York accent, bro. Every time he was on the screen, I just wanted to tear my fucking ears off.
Oh, it was bad.
Dude, okay. After
you made
living
it sound like
New-
it was funny or something.
It was funny, and then it got annoying. It was so fake of an accent. Like, if somebody had, like, a good New York, like, Brooklyn or Queens accent, yeah, like, it would have hit, because, like, he has that kind of vibe. Like, he's, you know, he's aggressive and, like, way over the top a little bit. But, like, the fake one, I was like, okay, guys, like, you just couldn't have got a New Yorker. There's not a single New York voice actor we could have got. Not a one. Y'all couldn't have got him to the Crunchyroll studio. But, hey, yeah, that was weird. So I don't regret watching it dubbed, because that's my main way of enjoying anime. But not a good dub. Not a good dub. I know when to call a spade, man.
Well, I mean, at least it still had, like, Otto singing in Japanese or whatever. So, I mean, you got what you came for still. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I did. I got everything I came for. So I would ask, would you recommend this to someone? If so, why? If so, why not? But we both already answered that question. Unless you're all the way caught up on One Piece, do not watch this shit. Do not watch this shit. If you're not in Gear 5, do not watch this shit.
Unless, like, you just don't care for spoilers, or you are not gonna watch One Piece and catch up, then I think this is a fun show or a fun movie, especially with the music. You know, I would recommend it in that sense. You know, like, if you like music type shit, yeah, watch this shit. Like, Uda goes hard. So yeah.
No, it's a good, I can't believe I'm saying this, it's a good musical.
It's a good everything musical. Else outside of the music aspect, though,
not great. not great. Gonna keep it a buck with you. You may be able to get away listening to the soundtrack, but I don't think it's gonna hit the same without actually know what was going on. But last thing for the non-spoiler zone, rating, my friend, 1 through 10.
You know, it's gonna hit probably a 7 for me, honestly.
Oh shit!
And the only reason why it's that high is just because of the music, and because that's the reason I came. You know, whatever. Okay. That's the only reason why I watched it. So, was the music aspect of it, and it did have like a pretty decent plot twist, I would say. Considering like going into it expecting one thing and getting another one, so it kept me interested. But overall, I say it was too long, like they played around too long in some parts or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, it's, and this is the timeline differences / spoilers, like either do it right or don't do it at all, or figure out what you're doing. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So,
yeah, I can't reasonably give this movie overall like a more than like a 5.8. I just can't do it. Like, you can't really be relied on your soundtrack this much to like make a good movie. Like, it's just not. You can't do that. That's not how movies work, bro. Nah, bro, it's not gonna cut it for me. Because like the soundtrack is so good, but the movie, like if you take the soundtrack out,
it's garbage. Yeah,
it's garbage. Like it's not good.
If I took the soundtrack out, it would probably be like a 3.
Yeah,
4.
Like, yeah. And the only thing is, like, you need to watch the movie to understand the soundtrack.
Well, sort of.
You can listen to them. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're, like, still, they're really good songs without it. Especially, like I said, New Genesis. Like, it was, like, banging everywhere. So.
Yeah. And then my other favorite one is my Top Musica. I mean, I think that shit goes crazy. And then I'm Invincible.
Yeah.
Those are my top three right there. But they were pretty spread out. Yeah, it's 5.8 the best I can do for this. I don't know what Dan wanted to talk about specifically about this movie other than the music.
Yeah, the music.
But, yeah. He
wanted to talk about the music. I guess this would be a good time to say that I did make that playlist for us, like the DJ and Certified Bangers. I put all the tunes that we talked about in episode, what was it, 62, DJN 62, I believe it was. I put all that in there.
Yeah.
I'll even add like Uta Otto's music into it as well. And I got that on our link tree. And I even put in the description for this episode. So if y'all looking for like great OSTs / tunes, you know, that we talked about on 62 and even like shit that we like in the future, I feel like we should put that on there. So,
but yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Expand the playlist, but yeah, yeah. The Otto's stuff, it should be on there because Dan talked about this film and we were just trying to keep the music theme going with Film Red. But thanks for making me watch this, Dan. I appreciate you. So next, getting into the spoiler zone, guys, if you have not watched this movie and you intend on watching it and you don't want to get spoiled, get the fuck out of here. Watch the movie. Come back. Listen to us jibber jabber because we got some things we need to say. Get off my chest. But yeah, going right into it. If this were canon, bro, where the fuck is this supposed to fit into the One Piece plot?
So, this is one of the things is like, I know whereabouts it would be. I just don't know where it would specifically be. Right. So if you're still here and you haven't finished Wano, we're fixing to talk about some Wano shit. So spoilers, like I said, bounce. Like Bass said,
get the fuck out of here.
But, there's a couple things that happened like really early. They called Luffy a Yonko.
Yes.
Which happens after Wano, after the final fight in Wano. So, but then again, the Big Mom Pirates are there to kidnap Uta.
Yeah.
To go take to give as a gift to Big Mom, who is in a freaking crevice, bro.
Dead
or whatever.
She's in the earth. She dead.
Yeah.
And like, so, they also called him one of the five emperors, which I don't think was the case at any point. And you technically can't be a Yonko because that means the four emperors.
Oh, did they really call him like one of the five?
Yeah. The fifth emperor is what they called him. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I didn't catch that. I just call it Yonko. Maybe that was a dub sub type thing. You
that
know, it
could
mean?
Have been. Yeah, it could have been because Yonko means four emperors something like that. So they would have called him the fifth emperor. That's honestly a better English description considering there are five. So that makes sense. But yeah, in the dub, that's what they called him, the fifth emperor. And I was like, that's not how that works in this world. and then, like you said, like it would have to be after Wano.
We
have Gear 5. Yeah.
Yeah, Gear 5, the Yonko thing. But the thing is like, the only thing that makes sense is maybe the Big Mom Pirates think that Big Mom isn't dead, but how would they not think that Big Mom isn't dead?
Big Mom was in the movie, though. We saw her ugly-ass face, remember?
Was that a flashback or something, though?
Nah, she was sitting on the throne. She was like, oh, Uta is so unique. Let me add her to my collection. Yeah, she was on that weird shit she'd be on.
Yeah, this... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where to put it then.
Yeah, so this is non-canon as it gets. Yeah, bro. Yeah. This shit don't even make any sense. And, like, it's funny because, like, at least the other One Piece film I watched with Shiki, whatever that is, like, you can just plug a part of a story when they're, like, just on the ship going from island to island and make it make sense. This, they were obviously coming from Wano, but like the powers and stuff didn't make any sense. So like it was very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. But yeah, I didn't see anything else that like might have implications for the main storyline. No real revelations. Other than Luffy can whip out Gear 5 whenever he wants. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to be dying.
Yeah. We
saw that.
Yeah, we saw that. We just saw that in the actual anime too. So, like when did this come out compared to? Has this been out for like a year?
I think it's been out for two years, bro. I think it's 2022.
So, people that watched this movie knew what Gear 5 was going to look like, and you know, seeing how Luffy entered Gear 5, like at least a year before we figured out
November 4th, 2022 is when anybody that went to watch Red saw Gear 5. That's almost a full year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's almost a full year before it was actually like came out, which is kind of lame. It's kind of lame. I'm not gonna lie. Moving on from that. Like, yeah, this is I don't know, bro. I don't know. But one thing I did like was Utsa's character, bro. Like, that was super cool. And kind of like seeing her get set up as Luffy's foil throughout the entire story. What'd you think about her character, bro?
Yeah, well, like I said, going into this, I thought that she was just going to be like Uta. Like, I thought she was going to be the popular singer or whatever, you know, Luffy's childhood friend or whatever.
Right.
And it turns out that she's actually the antagonist in this movie. I thought it was going to be like people tried to like fight or kidnap her at the concert, and that's who the antagonist was going to be. It was basically going to be a concert with them just trying to stop people from ruining the concert type thing. But actually, Uta is the bad guy in this.
Villain, boy.
And I did not expect that. That got me. They got me, not gonna lie.
They had you in the first half. When did you realize that, like, she was, like, the villain?
Well, like, I was sitting there listening to her talk, and I'm just like, okay, like, this isn't, like, shit that a good person would say, right? And I'm like, oh, why is shit. She saying this? Why is she saying this? Why is she giving off psychopath vibes right now? And I still, even when I was hearing her say these things, I was still like, okay, is there
maybe she's a little misguided. Yeah,
is somebody like making her say this shit? Like, is somebody controlling her? Like, I still didn't believe Uta was the bad guy until...
Oh, damn.
Like, until it was actually all the way in, you know what I mean?
Right. I realized I had suspicions since nearly the very beginning when she started her concert and she was like, we're going to stay here forever.
Yeah, forever.
And this concert's going to go on forever and we're going to party forever. And I was like, no, that's prison. That sounded like prison to me. that you know, some Hotel California type shit.
I thought she was just bullshitting or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I was like, nah. And then what really had me fucked up is when like the Big Mom Pirates and the other pirate group like went to kidnap her and she just started beating people's ass. I was like, yeah, nah, we got a little problem on our hands. She just packed up, what's his name? Oven?
Yeah.
And Brulé? Like, I was like, nah, this dude, she's a problem. This girl is a problem.
I mean, she packed up everybody on them freaking them notes or whatever, so.
Oh, yeah. Until they kind of got together and figured out what was going on with them and how they were attached.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they wouldn't have got that, you know, that little spy intel on, they'd have been screwed. But I really do like how they set her up as, like, Luffy's foil. Like, they're very similar, but, like, how they get to their goal is very, very, very different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They both want a better world, but Uta is willing to take away people's free will.
Yeah, and honestly, I think they did Uta dirty with this. Like, you know, she basically kind of grew up the same as Luffy or whatever. The only difference is she was on the pirate ship, you know, Shanks' ship for a while. And they both want to, like, you know, give people freedom. Mm-hmm. But she, like, that's not freedom. Like, just because you create a world and make them stay, like, that's basically Doflamingo type shit, bro.
No, dude. This was Madara shit. Yeah. This was Infinite Tsukiyomi type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
So, I don't know. Like, they done her really dirty, honestly. I don't think she deserved it, honestly. So.
Yeah, man. It was like a weird solution she came up with. Because, like, the only reason she wanted to, like, quote unquote, like, help her fans was because she was, like, hearing people complaining about pirates and complaining have to work all day. And she just figures, oh, I'm going to put everybody in a fucking dream and we're going to live in a dream world for the rest of the, you know, our days and whatnot. And forever, as she puts it. and they can be free inside of the dream on some infinite Tsukuyomi type shit. And everybody's dreams are going to come true. I'm going to make magical things and food appear whenever they want it. And we're just going to sing and dance forever. Sounds kind of lame.
When I die, like, there's no way you can get out. Y'all dying with me, basically.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Like, just leave my body to rot like that? That's crazy. But, like, how did her... freedom is a huge theme in One Piece. That's, like, the theme, right? Freedom. Yeah. And your will. And you're willing to, you know, to go after your dreams. Dreams and freedom. How did Usa's plan to you fit into the theme of freedom in One Piece?
I think that it fit because it made Luffy's dream look way better, if that makes sense. Like, her dream and Luffy's dream collided, and she was saying it's the same thing, whatever. But Luffy's like, no, it's not. It's not the same.
don't you ever.
Yeah. And I think that This was like the kind of shit that we'd be seeing in you know, the real One Piece world or whatever. You know, people will be thinking their ideals are the greatest, and then Luffy come along and, like, you know, this isn't what the people want, you know?
Right.
So you could literally, they was literally, like, crying and saying, like, backlashing against Uta's plan. And you could hear that. And, like, that's not what they wanted. Even though they said that they wanted this in the videos and shit, when it actually happened, that's not what they wanted.
But to counter your point, some of them were willing to go into the dream world. Like, the little girl, there was a couple of adults that were like, okay, fuck it. Yeah, let's do this shit. My life sucks. So there were some people, like, she shouldn't have done it against people's will.
Yeah. If
they wanted to leave, she should have just let them leave.
Yeah. I don't know. There's definitely better ways, right? Instead of forcing basically what she was doing, she was just forcing people to live how she thought that they should be living, which is...
That's not the opposite of freedom. Yeah. That's prison. That's a prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting, man. And then, like, it was crazy because I thought the five elders were tripping. They were like, oh, this is a world threat. And then they called Akainu. I'm like, bro, like, she just singing. Like, is she going to take some of her fans with her? Like, who fucking cares? And then they're like, no, like, she's, like, broadcasting this to the world. And it's, like, estimated, like, 70% of the world on some Aaron Yeager shit, bro. Like, she is tripping, like, to the max.
You know, apparently this Sing Sing fruit, like, can transmit its, you know, powers over the broadcast or some shit.
Yeah, it was like, as long as you can hear it, she can get you.
This shit's strong as hell, you know, bro, what I mean?
I was just about to ask, you know, Uta no Mi, is that shit, like, is it OP or nah?
I mean, Gear 5 ain't got shit on that. Don't seem like, you know what I mean? She have Luffy, like, stretched out Looney Tunes shit on the freaking
she had a
composer sheet.
Yeah, she had him fucked up. and I also find it interesting that, like, it's the Uta no Mi, and her name's Uta, so they're doing the most.
Yeah, I mean, is Uta, does that mean, like, sing in Japanese?
Are you supposed to tell me, man? I do the German and you're supposed to be doing it, you know, the...
Yeah, Uta means song. The song in Japanese.
So this is really the song fruit, but sing, song, whatever. But yeah, that shit is OP. She was actually mad strong. She even broke out of Barto's non-canon glass. They even called it something else. It was like the audio barrier, wasn't it? Instead of the normal barrier. Yeah. So it's still the regular barrier still hasn't been broken.
And that speaking of that scene when they had he had Luffy locked up in there and he was rolling around, that shit kind of was kind of like a little too much at times, like when Luffy was trying to puke or whatever and he was over there like swallowing him back down. I'm like, bro, we ain't gotta see all this. You know what I mean?
Oh man, that's true.
We ain't gotta and, like, see all
I was
this.
Thinking at the time, like, why does he keep Luffy in that ball? And then I was like, oh yeah, because he's Luffy, because like he just won't stay on task if we don't keep him locked up. And then I was thinking about how quickly One Piece arcs would be over if Barto had that ball for Luffy. And could just roll him up to the main villain.
Here we go, Luffy.
All right, dudes, go fucking do your thing. Knock yourself out. You just put him and Zoro in there and just roll him up to the enemy and be like, all right, you guys got it for me.
Pat him on the back. All right. Yeah, it's y'all's time to shine now. So.
You guys need any food? Need some meat? No, you can. Okay. You can do your thing.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yes. Yeah, I think it'd be fucking awesome just to see that one time. But was there anything like confusing or inconsistent that you saw in the movie?
Other than the timeline shit that they had going all over the place, I mean, I think that's really the only confusing thing. The rest of it, like, I didn't really... After, like, they started doing all that shit, I'm not going to say I quit paying attention because I didn't, but I stopped. Stopped.
Definitely
like,
got on Twitter. He's definitely on Twitter by this point.
No. I was watching Sub, bro. But I wasn't taking notes anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
I wasn't watching it like serious. I'm like, you know, I can just like eyeball it and talk about this shit, you know, because I mean,
ain't really
What's
nothing
happening?
Going on.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Really nothing going on. I eyeballed this one. I'm not gonna lie. We were like 40 minutes and I was like, man, fuck this shit. But yeah, I mean, it was still fun, but like, you know, like it's not canon and just really hardly a plot.
Yeah, they just better be glad that I watched this in one sitting because like it was hard.
Yeah, no, it was not easy.
The music only carried
thing,
it.
Only so. Thing that I found like inconsistent or like didn't make sense towards the end when like Uta's like coming back and like being a normal person again and realize she fucked up. She was like, oh, I found out what really happened with Shanks leaving me on this island a year after I was left here. But she still went through with her fucking plan.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Then why was you fucking mad at Luffy for being a pirate trying to find Shanks if you knew he didn't fuck you? Like, you know what I'm saying? If he knew he left you there for a good reason. Like, what the hell was that about?
Yeah, that and she kept on asking Luffy where Shanks was too in the beginning. And then she was like, let's not talk about Shanks no more. And I'm like, what? What?
And she's like, I don't want to hear his name anymore. Like, but you the one that was talking about him. Like, the only reason his name is getting mentioned is because of you.
Yeah.
Ada wouldn't make it no fucking sense. Tell she been on the island by herself for too long.
The whole thing about her, like, killing everyone or whatever instead of Shanks, but Shanks telling them to tell her that he was the one that killed everyone, but she already knew that she killed everyone. Like, I don't know, like that was a lot. Like, I feel like we didn't have to have that. You know what I mean?
No, like they were trying to like redeem her somehow, but they ended up making her look like way worse.
Yeah. At least they didn't disrespect Shanks anymore, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they drug Uta. I liked Uta's character, but like Uta herself, like she made no sense. Like, it made no sense to me. I couldn't make it from A to B with her.
I don't know what they was trying to give us with her character. You know what I mean? It was kind of hard to figure it out.
I don't know. She was like the anti-Luffy, and that's like where like the good things stopped for me.
Yeah. which I mean, it was fun watching them play their games or whatever and have
that was cool.
So yeah. It was fun seeing them interact too, you know, because they're so much alike or whatever. And if we could have just had like a concert and like Luffy and her interacting and, you know, somebody trying to like ruin the concert or something and them stopping it, and then the show goes on and, you know, the Shanks shows up and we learn that, you know, that Shanks didn't kill a whole village or a whole island and Uda didn't kill the whole island. It was actually some monster or the government or some shit. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this would have been a 8, you know? So right.
Yeah, like it really got it got really screwy there at the end. It got really screwy. But yeah, that and the next thing I think we got to talk about, whenever you get these anime movies that are like spin-off movies, say it's Naruto or whatever it is, Bleach, One Piece, whatever it is, when you get these non-canonical movies, of course you get a ton of cameos. And at least from what I've read and then the one One Piece movie I've seen, and I've watched other anime movies before that like came off main series, usually the cameos are done terribly. Someone comes in and does one thing and they like turn around to the camera like, and they leave. But how did you think the cameos were done here? Did you think they were like more tasteful than what you expected? Or how was it for you? Because I thought it was pretty tight.
I thought overall it was pretty good. I guess the biggest thing I have with like this set of cameos or whatever was the Big Mom situation. But that wasn't necessarily because they was there. It was because of what they were saying while they was there and what they were saying with like they was doing all the timeline shit. That's what I had the issue with.
Okay.
I loved it seeing like Law and Beppo show up. Law, I really love Law as a character, and I think Beppo is a funny character as well, especially in this movie.
Like, yeah, him with the little so laser funny thing on his back. Yeah. That shit was funny. They almost overdid it. They almost overdid it, but it was it cleared. It was fine.
Yeah. Was fine. As far as everyone else, you know, they like it's fun seeing all your like all the people that like kind of hate each other or whatever or trying to kill mm-hmm. each other on a normal basis working together. So that's fun to see. You know, we don't get that in like One Piece. You know,
no, unless it's like a filler. So Bluno was in there being like the centerpiece of the rebellion during the chase,
and along with Broly.
And Broly, and then we also got a cameo from Katakuri. But other than Broly, was like they did a good job with those cameos. Like they needed those powers to be able to switch dimensions and stuff like that. So like they were useful. They were in the movie for a purpose, not just be like, oh, because like no one's really going like, oh, did you see Oven was in the new movie? You know, like no one's doing that. All these other ones, like maybe like Akainu, Kizaru, Kobe, Helmeppo, maybe Helmeppo, but probably not Helmeppo. Law, Beppo for sure. Barto, 100%. Katakuri, 100%. But like, yeah, Oven, Brulee being in there.
Barto's in like most of the fillers nowadays, right?
Yeah, like he's number one fan. He's the number one guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was fun to see Shanks again, you know, at the end, even though I think Dan made a joke about it in our Discord channel. He was like, Shanks got the total amount of screen time in this movie that totals up to his whole screen time for the 1,000 episodes of One Piece.
He got way more screen time in this fucking movie than he's had in One Piece. It's just crazy. It's crazy. It was, yeah. It was a lot of Shanks, a lot more Shanks. I shouldn't say a lot of Shanks. It's more Shanks than what we're accustomed to. But yeah, I really thought the cameos were done very tastefully. It's a fun watch, but like, I personally don't see a point in watching it if there's no canon events. You know what I'm saying? Other than like the movie, you know. They got saved by their music numbers here. But yeah, like I just never see a point in watching these kind of movies. I could be doing anything else. But yeah, like they at least did some things tastefully. It wasn't all bad. I don't want to completely trash it down.
You know what this would have worked as, honestly?
What's up?
So, you know how Fortnite be doing like the concerts, bro? You know, in the game, the in-game concerts.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah, yeah.
This could have worked as that. Imagine like Fortnite sponsoring or, you know, Fortnite / One Piece collaboration, because we haven't had that yet, right? Mm. Imagine Fortnite / One Piece collaboration and you bang that out with a 30-minute concert of Uta singing, and I promise you that like Fortnite and One Piece would make so much money. Everyone would absolutely love it. Like, I would be logging on to Fortnite and getting in the lobby and watching like this concert or whatever, kind of like we did with like what Travis Scott and like Eminem and all that stuff. Like, right. It's the same shit, you know, except
true.
It's what we came for. We came for the Uta concert, but we didn't get the Uta concert. We did, but we didn't. We had to watch 2 hours for yes, a 20-minute concert. So
yeah, 20 minutes. So the Uta song, One Piece Film Red, the official soundtrack is 31 minutes long. So it worked perfectly.
Yeah,
but that is including Binks sake. But that would be a great way to close out of a fucking concert on Fortnite with the Binks sake.
I mean, don't you agree? That like, crazy. That would hit, right?
That would go crazy. I would 100% be on Fortnite for that. Yeah. I don't even play Fortnite anymore. I would be there. I would either. I would be there.
I mean, that would have been like a fun event, right? Yes. Like host the event and like show up and whatever. But instead we got this movie, which I mean, sure, you know, I'm sure a lot of people loved it or whatever. Like, it was a fun movie overall, but it just, like, we came there for the music. And yeah, I'm sure, like, really a lot of people came there for the Gear 5 reveal because it was super early. But the music is what made me enjoy it. And I feel like it could have been, like, just a concert. Even without Fortnite. Take away Fortnite and just give us a Uta concert kind of deal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it would have worked.
Like some kind of virtual concert would be cool.
So, I think they kind of missed a little bit on this one. They kind of missed the potential, wouldn't you say?
I think so, but I'm gonna read you a fact that at least Otto really got her shit off. So this album was preceded by the three singles, New Genesis, which everybody heard, I'm Invincible, one of my favorite songs, and then Blacklight. All of these charted top five Billboard for Japan Hot 100.
And I'm probably pretty certain that they went high on the, you know, U.S. or worldwide or whatever, well, too.
Yeah, and yeah, they all got in the top 80 for the Billboard Global 200. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it worked out for Ado.
Yeah.
It fucking worked out for Ado. And like this movie, like it's not, we've been kind of ragging on it, but like it's not terrible. Yeah. It kind of like missed the mark. But like I think this is as good as like these spinoff movies get. Yeah, I think this is as good as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, which you had good,
but like, you know.
You had like the comedy in it. You had like the little plot twist or whatever in it. You had like the banger music. It was just long. That's when it was long and somewhat confusing at times. But I mean, I don't expect things to make sense when they're not real. You know what I mean? So
true.
But true. I just feel like that all the success they got out of this 2-hour movie, imagine if it was more easily consumable, and imagine the success that they could have got out of that short and more user like consumable friendly version. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little bit more easily digested.
Yeah.
Well, I am glad I watched this because I know Uta isn't Shanks' real daughter. They had me fooled with the half red hair.
Yeah.
They had me fooled.
That was fun.
So. Yeah. Yeah. She was just part of the crew when she was a little kid.
They found her in a treasure chest. I think didn't Shanks wasn't that similar to Shanks, how he was found or something too?
I don't remember. But yeah, he was still on Gold Roger's crew when
I thought I seen somewhere that Gold Rogers found him in a chest and raised him. So that was that's fun if that's true. So
treasureception. Chest deception.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be just like bullshitting up a fan theory right now. I don't know. I read too much shit, so
it is what it is, man. But do you have anything else you want to talk about from the movie?
No, when's the concert, Fortnite?
Hit me up with something, please.
But I mean, that's it. I mean, the music was banging. I mean, that's what I came for. That's what I got, and I loved it. So I would recommend it just off of that. Probably maybe YouTube. You know,
yeah, go hit up the audio track. Honestly, yeah. Those new Genesis, I'm Invincible, and instead of Backlight, for me personally, I would listen to Top Musica if you like some more moody music. I would say
like if you could find like a condensed version of like the film, where like the one thing I really loved about this
film, Red Kai.
Yeah, one thing I really loved about this is the fact that they go from like New Genesis, right? And then as the mood changes throughout the show, they start getting into these like darker, like
heavy rock shit,
grittier like songs. And you could like the songs fit the vibe that you're supposed to be feeling in the movie or whatever. And then at the end, you know, you get like the, I think it's what the Top music or whatever, and it's like the heaviest, grittiest, like sinister, like type shit. And that's when, you know, they're in fear of losing their lives or whatever, right? And I really enjoyed how they went. They showcased that progressively throughout the show. They done a wonderful job with that. They almost did. Forgot to mention that, so.
Yeah, and I think Top Musica is better with like the visuals of the actual movie, because like this is like when Uta is just losing it. Like she's got that weird fucking look on her face, that weird grin,
that maniacal. If she was laughing, she'd be laughing maniacally. So
right, and also Binks Sake is on the playlist. So like if you're looking for a good copy of that,
there we go. But yeah, that's all I got. You got anything else?
That's it for me.
Well, I guess that's it for the DGM review of One Piece Film Red. If you like us, covering like these filler type things, like from One Piece or whatever, let us know, you know, if you enjoyed it. If you have anything else you want us to check out, any kind of, first looks of series, or even movies that you want us to check out, I guess we'll see you on Tuesday for the rundown. And Dan should be back with us, so.
Yes, sir.
Later.
Peace.